on this day, which is, of course, dedicated to the Most Holy Mother of God, as every Saturday is, regardless of any other feast. We also celebrate the feast of a great reformer of the Church. And it's very interesting that at the same time that proud heretics were rebelling and leaving the Church, saying that they were going to reform her, when instead they wanted to destroy her, there were many saints in this century, the 16th century, where we see a real reform of the faith and of their particular orders. And the saint of today is one of those, Saint Peter of Alcantara. He was of a good family and entered the Franciscan monastery when he was 16. And soon thereafter, he had the inspiration from God and the permission from the superiors, including the King of Spain, who was very much involved in the Church, to reform the Franciscan order. Now, it's very interesting, at that same time, St. Teresa of Avila, St. John of the Cross, were reforming their orders. St. John of the Cross basically starting a new order, which was really a continuation of the Carmelite order. But it was all for reform, to go back to the original, because things had gotten very easy and very lax. And so St. Peter began to reform the Franciscan order. In fact, to this day, his reform is called the Alcantarine Reform of the Franciscan Order. Later on, he would be in touch with a young girl named Nicolette, and so she too was to join in the reform of the female part, the poor clares, of the Alcantarine Reform of the Order. And in addition, he was very good friends with St. Teresa, St. John of the Cross, St. John of Avila, all these other saints. Many saints who were together in reforming the Church, not destroying it, not bringing it to her knees, but bringing it up and elevating it. St. Peter was well known for being a great mystic and also for bringing about many miracles. And so today we celebrate him, he who reformed the Franciscan order. He died in 1562, but even before his death, St. Teresa of Avila referred to him as a saint. And they would meet and confer and write letters, all those things which are available to the faithful if they wish to seek them out. Some of them are only available in Spanish, but most of them have been translated into English and other languages. And so today we pray to St. Peter of Alcantara and all the other reformer saints. And needless to say, anyone who wants to truly reform the Church, not only does he or she have to reform himself or herself, but also they have to suffer. There is a lot of suffering involved in a true reform of the Church. It is not a party, not a cocktail party, nor a banquet. It is a Calvary. And so we pray to St. Peter of Alcantara for ourselves and for all our vocations, that they may have the same spirit of self-sacrifice and of reform. And of course, that is why our Lord says, where your treasure is, there also is your heart. If your heart is not with Jesus completely, then he is not your treasure, and it's time to stop fooling yourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.